We're seeing positive economic expectations about their own firm, positive economic expectations about their sector, but still overall negative expectations about the overall Sangamon County economy.
That's at a time when we hear about economic expansion across the U.S. and possible a turnaround in the economy. Is it surprising to see that people still expect employment levels to stay roughly the same here in this area?
What's interesting is that when we ask them about overall employment in Sangamon County, they expect it to stay the same. But when we ask them about their own firm, it's trending a little bit more positive. So they're either going to be hiring new workers or they're going to be thinking about hiring new workers in the upcoming year. But very few employers said that they're actually going to be laying off employees.
And, of course, Sangamon County has one of the lower unemployment rates in the state of Illinois. So to some extent, staying the same is not the worst thing for this area if we stay in that range of employment.
Exactly. And especially since in 2009 to 2012, we were seeing people expecting layoffs. And so the fact that we're expecting employment to stay the same and maybe improve a little bit is an exciting sign for the overall economy.
I wanted to go to maybe some sectors, how people view different sectors, because we've seen more growth certainly in the Springfield area. In the medical health area over the last few years, it now has become the biggest employer for this region, even surpassing state government. It still remains strong in people's minds, and people expect that to continue to grow?
Yeah, it continues to be our most positively rated sector in the survey. People are expecting growth in that sector. Even though it's continued to grow, they're expecting it to keep growing over the next year. Another sector that is continuing to improve is the information and communication sector, which is interesting for Sangamon County. In the spring 2013 survey, we saw negative expectations about the educational sector, and we see those leveling off. So not positive expectations, but not nearly as negative as they were in the spring survey.
How do they feel about government? Could you tell?
In terms of government, they are concerned. When we ask them about their biggest concerns over the next 12 months, they are still very concerned about government regulation and taxation. They're concerned about state government and finances. We've continued to see this play in these surveys, probably to do with the pension problem in Illinois. Another thing that they're still concerned about is the Affordable Care Act and the way that's going to be affecting their businesses over the next 12 months. But it wasn't nearly as big of a concern as it was a year ago.
We're talking with Ashley Kurzinger. She's director of the Survey Research Office at UIS. We're talking about the Sangamon County Economic Outlook and the survey that was released here just a few days ago. We're talking right now about numbers and what people see in the economy, but you also were able to get other information from employers, like what they're looking for, things like that. Can you talk about that?
Sure. One of the sections in the survey that's unique to this year's survey is asking employers about the skilled workforce and applicants and filling jobs in their businesses. We did this because in the citizen survey that we released during the summer, we found that of those employed Sangamon County residents, 20% reported that they were underemployed in their current position. And so we were wondering if employers thought that they were finding skilled applicants. And we find that employers are still concerned about finding skilled applicants. We found that about one-third of employers weren't unable to fill open positions in their firm. In addition, they find that workforce development program is continuing to be a priority. They want to see an increase in the number of these programs. About two-thirds of respondents reported that they wanted to see an increase in workforce development and apprenticeship training programs in the area. And they were 60% reported that it was either hard or very hard to find skilled applicants to fill these open positions.
I know I mentioned at the start there that, sort of the same thing from what we had seen in the spring, people still expecting things to be roughly similar going forward as far as employment goes. But the outlook itself, I was looking back at the numbers when we saw the height of the recession, really, the depths of the recession back in 2008, 2009, the outlook was not very good at that point. Employers were very concerned. It has rebounded quite a bit since then.
Yeah, we have seen it continue to trend upward since the depth of the recession, as you correctly stated. We saw a slight drop off about a year ago. We saw people being more negative about the economy about a year ago, and that may have to do with the fact that we were in the midst of a a big campaign, a presidential campaign. And so the media coverage of the economy in terms of campaign advertisements may have played a role in that. But since 2009, we've seen it continue to increase in expectations.
You said employers have more faith, I guess, in themselves and their sector maybe than the overall economy. Is that pretty common for surveys like this, that people, maybe because they're closer to what they're talking about there, they're closer to those issues?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, they're really good at gauging what's happening in their own pocket, what's happening close to home. But once you travel further and further away from their own home, there's more factors that can play a role in the overall economy. So they know that their business is doing okay, but there's other intervening factors that may be affecting the overall Sangamon County economy. So they're more positive about their own sector and less certain about the future of the overall economy.
And I'm not sure exactly the dates when the survey was done. Was that during maybe the government shutdown, some of that stuff going on as well?
Yeah, unfortunately, we were in the field during the government shutdown. And so that may have played a role in how it was affecting their overall outlook of the economy.
Also, the uncertainty for business people going forward. I mean, we know about things like the Affordable Care Act, and we're, you know, I think people are still trying to sort through that and what the impact will be. Could you tell that was an issue for people?
Yeah, we find that people are still concerned about the Affordable Care Act and the way that that's going to be implemented within their own business. However, it wasn't one of the three biggest concerns that employers pointed out that was going to be affecting their firm. They're much more concerned about state government and finances and federal regulations and taxation in general than the Affordable Care Act.
And what else did you take away from this survey that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, mainly that what's really great about this survey is we've been able to track these expectations since, as you said, the depth of the recession and actually a little bit before that. And we've been able to see that employers are pretty good at assessing where the economy is going to be heading over the next 12 months. We've seen, as you said, a stable increase despite a small drop off a year ago, but a continued stable increase. And so we're hopeful about the next year.
That's Ashley Kurzinger with the UIS Survey Research Office. We're talking about the Sangamon County Economic Outlook, the fall 2013 results. Ashley, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.